The First Tea Jenners podcast is brought to you by Four Craft Cocktails, the ready-to-drink transfusion in a can that is perfect for when you're playing 18 holes with the boys, stopping for drinks at the turn, or just to enjoy on a hot summer day. The Four Craft Cocktails transfusion is made with premium vodka, lime, and grape to create the perfect golf cocktail. No more plastic cups and no more waiting on the beverage cart to mix up a drink. The Four Craft Cocktails transfusion comes pre-mixed in a can, making it easy to enjoy on the course and off. Check out their website at fourcraftcocktails.com and look for Four Craft Cocktails on Instagram. That's four, F-O-R-E, Craft Cocktails. Please drink responsibly. Episode 51. First draft we've done in a while. This podcast was based on drafts, and we haven't done one in a while. I don't even remember the last actual draft we did. We got into brackets and some other stuff, but it has been really, really hot here. It's been really, really hot everywhere. It finally did rain yesterday for the first time in I don't know how long. We were going to do a draft of ice cream flavors, but I don't really like ice cream that much other than just a couple flavors, so I sort of vetoed that. So we're drafting just the best ways to beat the summer heat. And I got a list. I'm glad there's only three of us because it's not a very big list, but I do have some that I can throw in there if I need to. But
I've got an A list and a B list, but I think I'm going to go with the A list.
I don't know who's going to go first. I don't think it really matters. Let's see. We'll base it on, Tyler, just go ahead and go first. We do snake draft, right?
Yes, we do.
Brady, you can go second.
All right.
We're talking about activities or – it can be anything, right?
Just it can be anything. Things to beat the heat. Brady, did you have something before we got started?
Just four picks, is that what we're doing?
Anything you can think of, Tyler?
This one's tough, man. Don't know where to go, but I think my favorite thing to do in the heat, not that I get a lot of an opportunity to do this because I'm not quite rich enough to have this luxury, but when it's hot out, I like sitting in the shade by some body of water, like watching a river flow by, watching the beach waves hit the shore, or, you know, watching wakes on a lake. Like, that's what I like to do. So, there you go.
This is all about what you like to do. I prefer when it's hot just to not be outside, period. So,
yeah, well, it's not your pick. So,
I had shade written down. Shade is great. I mean, sometimes you can't avoid the heat, but if you're walking and it's right in the sun and you just find some shade, it feels like a gold mine.
Yeah.
So I'm with you there.
Brady's still drinking his ranch flavored water. Go ahead with your pick.
Well, that was a great transition, Wes, because I think that is exactly what I'm going to take. There is nothing more refreshing to beat the heat, to cool you down, than to consume an ice-cold alcoholic beverage.
That was going to be my number one pick as well, but I do want you to clarify.
I would say beer.
Damn it. Okay. Well, never mind. That clarifies just fine. I think there is a big difference on a hot day in drinking an ice cold beer than an ice cold liquor drink or something. I don't think it hits quite the same.
I like the seltzers honestly in the heat the most. Like when you're grilling, it tastes amazing. But I think just a beer on a graphic would look better, if I'm being honest, and that's what I'm going with.
As much as I don't like to admit it, when I'm like at the beach, like normally I really like Bush Light or Coors Light. I like the plain stuff, and I like a lot of the craft beers too. I like IPAs, but when I'm at the beach and it's really hot, I like a cold Bud Light Lime.
They're refreshing, man.
Make fun of me if you want, but that's what I go to. I think for my – I got two picks in a row here. I had in my refrigerator today a watermelon that had been sitting in the refrigerator for a couple days, and it got nice and cold, and I cut it up today, and I bet I ate half of it, and it was the best watermelon I've ever had in my life, and it made me think that on a nice hot day, if you can sit somewhere and just eat a nice cold, sweet watermelon, juicy, running down your chin, that's what I like. And I really thought Tyler was going to pick that. So I'm glad he left it alone.
I didn't think you would, so I didn't take it.
I probably wouldn't have if I hadn't had some today.
God, that.
How much watermelon do you two think you could eat in one sitting?
I think I could eat a whole watermelon.
I could eat one whole watermelon. Yes.
Maybe not one of the big, like long oval ones, but one of the round ones that are smaller. I feel very certain that I could eat the whole thing.
No doubt. Like when we go to picnics, like there can be a tub of money ass brisket, and I guarantee you I visit the watermelon tray more than I do the brisket tray. Like I just, like there is no governor in my body when it comes to watermelon. Like I can nonstop hammer it.
We need to schedule the first TJ Jitters watermelon eating contest.
I think we need to do it when the next time we're together. There's also another random one that I've been dying to try out. How long do you think it would take you to eat one slice of pizza and drink one beer? What time would you feel confident in doing it?
I'm not a chugger. I'm not good at chugging beer. But if I was really timing myself, I mean, do you have to have it completely swallowed?
Yeah.
Pizza and everything.
I mean, you're trying. I'm not saying you're not doing it like casually. How long would it take you? Like if I said do it as fast as you can, how fast do you think you could do it?
Do I have to eat the crust?
You not like crust?
I don't usually eat it.
I think it makes a difference in how long it would take. I think for the purposes of this, I think you would have to eat the crust.
That's just wasted space in my belly. But yeah, okay, for the purpose of it.
You said one slice, right?
Yeah.
One slice of one drink, because I don't, you know, drink beer, like one 12-ounce can of something.
I think that would probably take you as long, if not longer, than most people to drink a beer if you were drinking like a Dr. Pepper or something. Or a Gatorade. Probably about the same.
If it was a Gatorade, I could probably do it. And I think I could probably do it in a minute and a half.
I think I would be not comfortable, but I think, like I was going to say, a minute 15. I think maybe a minute, maybe. I think it would depend on the pizza more than the beer.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm with you. I want to try it. I want you guys to know, though, that I texted my brother, the Gray Fox Barbecue, and he responded 25 seconds is what it would take him.
That's a horse.
I want to see it happen.
He went back on it a little bit, but I was like, there's no way.
Schedule it. We can get him on Zoom again, and we can figure this out. We're going to start food eating contests now. First T Jitters food eating contest. First one is going to be pizza and beer, and the second one is going to be watermelon.
I'm not really built for that, but for the watermelon one, yes.
Brady, what I think I maybe know the answer for you, but if you had to not challenge me and Tyler, because I don't think that would be fair. If you had to challenge somebody, just, I don't know, what food contest do you think you could come close enough to winning? Closer than me and Tyler, if you had to enter a food contest.
Wings.
Yeah. If there was a contest for cleaning wings better than anyone, I think I could win a gold medal in it, not just beat you and Tyler.
Right. I agree.
I know what I would pick. Which is going to be my next pick on the on my best ways to beat the heat, and that is Freezy Pops, not popsicles, not ice cream. I don't know the official name for them. I call them Freezy Pops. They're in the plastic thing. You cut the top off or bite the top off, and you eat them. I feel sort of confident that I'm like in the top 1% of Freezy Pop eaters in the world.
As far as the amount that you eat or your ability to eat them quickly?
Ability to eat them quickly. And amount. My problem is I don't buy them that often, but every once in a while, Katie will bring a bag home from the grocery store and they're gone in like a weekend. Of 100.
I could eat. They bring them to work. My wagon driver brings them to work all the time, and I could literally eat, or I'll eat like 6 or 7 in a 30-minute period because I'm just like chain smoking them, you know?
I will get 4 at a time and go sit down in a chair and eat 4 of them in 5 minutes maybe, and then just go back and get 4 more, and I'll just do it over and over again.
I do like them. They are great.
Have you had the alcoholic ones yet?
I have not. I feel like that would be very bad news for me.
Yeah, probably so. You should probably stay away from those.
I don't know what the official name of them are. If they have an actual brand name, Ice Pops, I don't know. But I'm calling them Freezy Pops.
We call them Freezy Pops in these parts.
Brady, your pick.
All right. I'm going to go. This is the first one on my list. This is the first thing I thought of. How do I cool off? I'm going to take jumping into a swimming pool. I think there's nothing better than jumping into a nice swimming pool in the summer. That's what you think about. I think there was a Hey Arnold episode maybe where it was like over 100 degrees and they were all trying to go to the pool. But yeah, I think that's a great way to beat the heat, jumping into a nice cool pool.
I was going to use that one as mine. And to be completely honest with you, I accidentally segued into Freezy Pops and it sounded really good. So I just went with that one. I wanted to pick that eventually anyway, but I think the pool's a good pick. It's hard to beat just sitting down in a pool when it's hot outside.
My turn?
Your turn.
I didn't think this would make it, and I didn't know how realistic of a pick this was, but until I was, 27 years of life, I had never lived in a house with a HVAC system. And so now one of my favorite ways to beat the heat is to walk into a house that has air conditioning. Like
you're talking about like central air, not like a window unit air conditioner.
We would have window units in basically my parents' room. So us boys kind of didn't really, well, initially in the first house we lived in, an old country farmhouse, we just had window fans and no window units. And somehow we survived. And then we have one window unit, my parents' room, and then I think we may have gotten a couple later on in life, but got that. And that I just, man, like if you're mowing, it used to be I would come in from the hot sun into a house that was hot, and now I come into the cool air and it's like, oh, holy shit, that was worth every penny.
My parents' house, same way. They still just have a window unit air conditioner, and I never had an air conditioner in my bedroom and stuff growing up. So when I went to college, that was the first time I ever went anywhere that had central air. And our air conditioner here at the house just actually got replaced. It took a shit on us, so we had to replace it. But it is very nice.
Speaking of the AC problem, my car AC was out and I had to drive to work one afternoon for an overtime shift and it was like 94. Miserable, I tell you.
So I don't like driving like on the highway with windows down either. That sucks.
I know. And so I took it to the dealership and had a bad attitude about it because I knew they were going to try to swindle me any way they could. And they called me and they were like, your compressor's broke. And before I could say, don't worry about it, I'll fix it myself, she said, but you have an extended warranty and it's only going to cost you $100. And I said, oh, okay. Well, please fix that for me then. So I got $1,600 worth of work for $100.
That's pretty nice. I also think as you get into your adult stages, I think you start to feel heat more too, because Brady, I don't remember when we were in Florida playing baseball, how old were we? 15, 16, something like that. We played baseball in Florida in the middle of July, and obviously it was hot, but I don't remember.
Because I'm not sitting on the sidelines under an umbrella. Like, I can't do it.
I don't remember thinking it was that miserably hot when we were that young.
I remember thinking it was pretty miserably hot. Well, I remember looking at the temperature in the car, and it was like over 100, but I guess we just kind of laughed about it.
Yeah. I don't know. Tyler, your pick again.
This is Wait, third. third pick
back to AC for a little bit?
Yeah, go for it.
I just wanted to know what you guys think is – I think Tyler might have picked one of the best ones, the best AC there is. You said after cutting the grass.
Yeah, air conditioning after mowing the grass is – anything, any of these after mowing the grass is good.
Yeah. I just used to remember being like, it's hot, and walking in the house was just as hot, and it was like, this sucks.
Like the day or two, I don't think it was even a full 2 days that our air conditioner was broken and we didn't have cold air, sucked pretty bad. Because it was, I don't know what the temperature was, it was above 90, and it was not very much fun. And then when the air comes back on, you start feeling cold air come out of the vents again. That, other than mowing the grass, the only thing better than that is maybe having a broken air conditioner fixed.
Right. That is nice. The beach house AC is pretty nice, though. When you trek all the way back from the beach, that's pretty great.
There's a lot of other stuff about the beach, though, that makes that – I mean, it is nice, but then you still have sand all over you, and you sand all over everything that you took to the beach. But
you're lugging all that stuff back. You're carrying your chair, and you get into the AC. It's just an amazing feeling.
Kids screaming.
My next one – my third or fourth pick would be, it's too childish to run through a sprinkler, and I wouldn't do that. But the manly version of a sprinkler is like when you're like washing your vehicle or washing siding on your house and the water comes back and hits you. Or like if you're pressure washing something, the mist from that, like that feels really good in the summertime. I don't know that it's something, it's not like a recreational activity, but it's just a really good feeling when you're outside.
What is the pick? Just water mist?
Sure, Wes. Water in your face.
I would not have judged you whatsoever if you said running through a sprinkler.
No, I wouldn't either, but like if I see a sprinkler out in the yard, like I'm not going to run through it because I don't particularly like getting wet. But at the same time, like if you're out working and some water comes back on you, it feels pretty good.
You stole my next pick. I guess it wasn't quite the same, but I would have picked the misters that you get when you walk by like an amusement park or at baseball games.
Right.
Always so nice to like stumble upon those because not expecting it, but they feel amazing.
Did you say that was your pick or that's what you were going to pick?
No, that's what I was going to pick. My pick is going to be, so I'm kind of scrambling. I have this one. I like it. I don't know how much it's really beating the heat, but I think it's something that everyone can relate to. It's an ode to a very special SportsCenter anchor. I'm going to say one of my favorite ways to beat the heat is to flip your pillow to the cool side.
That is a great feeling. Kids these days don't even understand that reference.
Cooler than the other side of the pillow. All right. I buy really cheap pillows, and I know I need to not do that, and I think I would notice a difference, but I literally buy like the $2.97 pillows from Walmart.
Wes, you are so tight. Like, and, oh my God, I just hate it.
I finally got them buying nicer coffee. Maybe we can get them buying nicer pillows at some point.
I mean, just like if you buy nice things first, you don't have to ever buy anything ever again.
I know that, and you can tell me that till you're blue in the face. I need like a therapist or something to tell me I need to be hypnotized.
That it's okay to spend money. It's like
I do spend money on other stuff, just not stuff that would make sense. I spend money trying to build a golf simulator in my garage.
Well, if you would buy quality stuff, you'd have the best goddamn golf simulator there ever will be.
Well on its way.
All right, I'll monitor your progress and give you a grade when you're done.
So I got two picks in a row. Yep. I had running through a sprinkler on my list. I'm not going to use that one. The pick that I'm going to make first is just not wearing any clothes. Hard to do outside, but you can sit around your house with no clothes on. combined with the central air coming through there. Just got to make sure, living where I live, my parents live close, my brother lives close, my in-laws live close. No telling who might just show up and knock on my door in the middle of the afternoon. I don't want to be caught naked on my recliner at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with the air blowing at me. So you got to be careful with that. My last pick is probably not the easiest way, not the cheapest way, but probably the most effective way to beat the heat, and that's just to live somewhere that's not hot. Moving to Canada or something. I'm sure maybe the southern parts of Canada, I'm sure, get a little less than cold, but if you move away up there, you're not going to get hot. But then I would complain about being cold. I would rather be cold than hot, though.
Yeah, I agree. All right, what you got, Brady?
I'm going back and forth on two, but I think I'm going to take one. I just did it. I was at a wedding a couple weekends ago, and I did this, and it took me back to baseball, Wes. I'm going to take ice and rubbing it on your veins. And so I did that at the wedding. I found some ice and did that, and it cooled me off. But it took me back to – we used to have, like, ammonia coolers in the dugout, and you'd have the cold towels that you'd put on you. I don't know. I think that – those all kind of just get lumped into one. I think that's a great way to beat the heat and brings back memories as a kid.
I remember the cold towels from football practice. I guess they're the same thing, but yeah, that does the job.
They do sound nice. Well, I'm going to wrap this thing up with something real nice. I think my favorite, it's not my favorite, it would have been picked first, but one very, very nice thing to do in the summertime when you've been just – beat all day working in the sun, whatever it is you're doing, is coming home and stepping in that shower. And then I have it on hot because you can't just jump in a cold one. But then at the very end, when you're all clean, is just tweaking that thing back until that cold water hits and standing in there for a little bit. That right there, that cools the center of your body, the soul. And I love doing that in the summertime.
I'm not a huge cold shower person, but I will turn it back enough to where it starts to feel pretty cool, and I can handle that, and it does feel very good. You were right about that.
I like it almost to where it's off that cold.
That's another one at the beach when you get sunburnt and you do that. Oh, it brings you back.
Yeah, that feels good. That's how I beat the heat. And on next week's episode, we'll talk about how I beat the meat. Just kidding.
Well, that does it for our best ways to beat the heat episode. Brady, you had maybe an alternate way to beat the heat?
So when you told me that we could take it any way we wanted to beat the heat, I had four picks ready to go. I was thinking about doing it. I thought William would appreciate it more than Tyler, and since he didn't join tonight, I switched and went straight up. But my top four ways to beat the heat in the alternate list. Number one is to double-team Jimmy Butler. Number two is to get out of the kitchen, because if you can't take the heat, you got to get out of the kitchen. Number three would be milk for hot wings. That beats the heat. And number four would be a bulletproof vest.
All right. I kind of wish you would have gone with those now. That's good. I thought they were all going to be specifically Miami Heat related. I'm glad I didn't think about the kitchen one was good. Gave me a nice little chuckle.
That's real good.
Well, that'll do it for episode 51. We'll be back next week sometime, I think. Tyler, go enjoy your dinner.
All right.
Always tip your cart, girl. The First Tee Jitters podcast is part of Mari River Media. Be sure to check out the other podcasts available on Mari River Media, the Barrel Brothers podcast and the Positively Average podcast.